Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting 8th. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel, who is chasing the ball. Gross reaches third base with a triple. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman bunts in front of the plate. Jutza fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Cedeno moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader strikes out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel, who is chasing the ball. Cabal reaches third base with a triple. Cedeno scores. Watson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms is walked intentionally. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabal scores. Helms moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Montague. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Breeden reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for John Montague. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Breeden moves to third. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeden tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Astros. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cabal is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jutza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Carter reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Cabell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cabell. Parrish scores. Mackanin goes all the way around to score. Foote moves to third. It's Astros, 4, Expos, 4. Jerry White pinch hits for Don DeMola. Joe Niekro now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Jerry White. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is walked intentionally. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foote scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 5-4, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-3 in the game. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to third. Manguel moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Citino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Expos will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Citino. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Breeden is walked intentionally. Tony Scott pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Helms is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May pinch hits for Skip Jutza. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Milt May. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gross hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Roger Metzger. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.